From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC. QTC Club News letter for January. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. Family fox hunt at McFarlane Park. Saturday last week on the 17th of January, a big mob of parents and grandparents descended on McFarlane Park in Redcliffe with their children and grandchildren. Starting at 10:30 a.m., there were four radio foxes and a dozen fox hunt receivers. It was all organised by Peter Richardson, VK4TAA. The youngsters loved it and enthusiastically threw themselves into the fun. Little Penny, 6 years old, bagged the honours of finding all the foxes first. It was all rounded off with sizzled sausages, ice cream and soft drinks. Peter was heard to declare, "This was fun, we'll make it a biannual event." Redfest 26, Digital Communications, 11th April 2026. John Saunders, VK4BZ, reports in our January QTC newsletter that organisation of Redfest 26 is proceeding apace. Our redfest.org website is almost completed. He has confirmed that we will raffle an IC 7300 Mark II. The ladies from Alara have booked a table. There will be five speciality vendors, also commercial radio and electronic vendors. The Coaxial Cafe team is organised. Tech Talk speakers are being lined up. Peter, VK4TAA, will have several tables full of pre-loved techno goodies. Stay tuned for further updates and don't be afraid to go and visit our redfest.org website. Australia Day Barbie. Monday at 11:30 a.m, 26 January, at the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, McFarlane Park, there will be a flag-raising ceremony. There will be some Aussie fun and games and a sausage-sizzling ceremony. Come along and join in the fun. Thank you, and 73s from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC.
This is VK4WIA, and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9:30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hi there from the Darling Downs Radio Club. I'm John, VK4JPM Club Secretary, with a few updates. Let's start with the ham challenge. How have you been going? I mentioned this in our last bulletin, and we're into week three of the year now. Hamchallenge.org has all the details and a heap of tips and tricks to help you be better with amateur radio. This week's challenge is understand how your antenna works. Oh, now there's a challenge. Fortunately, we can help you in two ways. One, our next club meeting on Monday the 9th of February will be all about antennas and how to understand them a bit better. But you say, too late for the challenge. Well, not really. The instructions at hamchallenge.org say that the challenges may be done in the suggested chronological order or in any other way you like. So, two, why not park the antenna challenge until we get to the club meeting? And even better, check out the antenna challenge, then bring your questions along to the meeting and let us help. Details of the ham challenge and the next club meeting are both on the club website at ddrci.org.au. Moving along, by the time you hear this, we'll have locked in some set dates for training days and license assessment sessions in 2026. We're serious about building the hobby and the number of people who are involved. And let's face it, it's so much easier to be an amateur radio operator if you have a license. And if you're listening to this and you don't yet have a license, then check the website to see what you can do, when and how. Truly, getting a foundation license is not hard, and we have experience to prove that statement. Step one to getting or upgrading your license is to tell us you'd like to participate, and you can do that by sending an email to education@ddrci.org.au. You don't have to be a club member, and you don't even have to be in our area. As long as you're keen and committed, we know we can get you across the line. Step two, by the way, is to surround yourself with people who can help. Well, the best way to do that is to be a club member. Any club, really, but Darling Downs Radio Club would be very happy to have you as a member wherever you are in Australia. And right now, membership is still half price, so it's a bit of a no-brainer and a steal. Why not do it right now? Go to ddrci.org.au. You're doing that, aren't you? And press the big red button that says Join Our Club. That's a bit of a giveaway, I know, but once you get going, it's truly really easy and very quick. If you like food with your membership, our next club lunch will be on Saturday the 14th of February. We welcome people who aren't members of the club. You could think of it as the taster experience. So, there's your homework for the coming week. Check out the Ham Challenge, put Monday night, 9th of February in your diary and come to the club tech meeting on antennas. Saturday the 14th of February is the club lunch. Join the club for $20 or less if you're not a member and do some research on antennae. And if you need help or contact, send an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au. Thanks for being here and joining Darling Downs Radio Club on Q News. On Sunday mornings, the club 2 meter net follows at 10 o'clock. Check the website for details. I'm John, VK4JPM. We'll catch you next week.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the city of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. Expressions of interest are being sought now from potential attendees to take part in the next standard course, scheduled to commence Tuesday night, January 27 at 7 p.m. The course will run for only 5 consecutive Tuesday nights and finish with the ACMA standard exam on Saturday, February 28. If you are interested in attending, please contact Greg by sending an email to vk4gjw@gmail.com. Greg has already confirmed 2 candidates, but will take up to 6. From Ipswich Wison, volunteers are now being asked to register to help with the next event to be held on Sunday, March 8, and that being the Pinnacles Classic. Each Wison event involves manning several safety checkpoints and putting into practice the fine art of radio communication, making sure all event competitors are safe and accounted for. As each runner passes through a manned checkpoint, their bib number is recorded and then radioed to Basecamp for logging on our Wison software. The yearly Wison calendar is now up on the club's website. Following the Pinnacles Classic, there's the Brisbane Trail Marathon on April 26, Lake Manchester Trail August 16, and the Mount Glorious Trail November 8. And a reminder from Brisbane Wison that volunteers are still needed for 2 horse endurance rides – the Kilkeven Ride, May 16 and 17, and Imbel, July 4 and 5. For more information on those, email Paul, vk4pmcpaul@outlook.com. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.